Go.
Good morning. It's morning prayer on Sunday at St John's Church, Kingston Bagpews, at the St John the Baptist, on Sunday, the 12th of July, 2020, which is the fifth Sunday after Trinity. So, breathing deeply. O Lord, open our lips.
And our mouth shall proclaim your praise.
Bless the Lord, all you works of the Lord. Sing his praise and exalt him forever. Bless the Lord, you heavens. Sing his praise and exalt him forever. Bless the Lord, you angels of the Lord. Sing his praise and exalt him forever. Bless the Lord, all people on earth. Sing his praise and exalt him forever. O people of God, bless the Lord. Sing his praise and exalt him forever. Bless the Lord, you priests of the Lord. Sing his praise and exalt him forever. Bless the Lord, you servants of the Lord. Sing his praise and exalt him forever. Bless the Lord, all you of upright spirit. Bless the Lord, you that are holy and humble in heart.
Bless the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Sing his praise and exalt him forever.
The night has passed and the day lies open before us. Let us pray with one heart and mind. As we rejoice in the gift of this new day, so may the light of your presence, O God, set our hearts on fire with love for you now and forever.
Amen.
And I will read Psalm 64. The righteous shall rejoice in the Lord.
Hear my voice, O God, in my complaint. Preserve my life from fear of the enemy. Hide me from the conspiracy of the wicked, from the gathering of evildoers. They sharpen their tongue like a sword and aim their bitter words like arrows, that they may shoot at the blameless from hiding places. Suddenly they shoot and are not seen. They hold fast to their evil course, saying, they talk of laying snares, saying, who will see us? They search out wickedness and lay a cunning trap for deeper the inward thoughts of the heart.
The righteous shall rejoice in the Lord.
But God will shoot at them with his swift arrow, and suddenly they shall be wounded. Their own tongues shall make them fall, and all who see them shall wag their heads in scorn. All peoples shall fear and tell what God has done, and they will ponder all his works. The righteous shall rejoice in the Lord and put their trust in him, and all that are true of heart shall exult.
The righteous shall rejoice in the Lord. Cut through the malice of our hearts, redeeming God. With the Spirit's sword, wound the pride of our rebellion with the grace that makes righteous, and bring near the day of Christ, when love shall reign in joy, for he is alive and reigns now and forever. Be joyful in God, all the earth.
Praise is due to you, O God, in Zion, to you that answer prayer shall vows be paid. To you shall all flesh come to confess their sins. When our misdeeds prevail against us, you will purge them away. Happy are they whom you choose and draw to your courts to dwell there. We shall be satisfied with the blessings of your house, even of your holy temple.
Be joyful in God, all the earth.
With wonders you will answer us in your righteousness, O God of our salvation. O hope of all the ends of the earth and of the farthest seas, in your strength you set fast the mountains and are girded about with might. You still the raging of the seas, the roaring of their waves, and the clamour of the peoples. Those who dwell at the ends of the earth tremble at your marvels. The gates of the morning and evening sing your praise.
Be joyful in God, all the earth.
You visit the earth and water it. You make it very plenteous. The river of God is full of water. You prepare grain for your people, for so you provide for the earth. You drench the furrows and smooth out the ridges. You soften the ground with showers and bless its increase. You crown the year with your goodness, and your paths overflow with plenty. May the pastures of the wilderness flow with goodness, and the hills be girded with joy. May the meadows be clothed with flocks of sheep, and the valleys stand so thick with corn that they shall laugh and sing.
Be joyful in God, all the earth. May the richness of your creation, Lord, and the mystery of your providence lead us to that heavenly city where all peoples will bring their wealth, forsake their find their true joy, Jesus Christ our Lord.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen.
And Anne, would you read Deuteronomy 28?
If you will only obey the Lord your God by diligently observing all his commandments that I am commanding you today, the Lord your God will set you high above all the nations of the earth. All these blessings shall come upon you and overtake you if you obey the Lord your God. Blessed shall you be in the city, and blessed shall you be in the field. Blessed shall be the fruit of your womb, the fruit of your ground, and the fruit of your livestock, both the increase of your cattle and the issue of your flock. Blessed shall be your basket and your kneading bowl. Blessed shall you be when you come in, and blessed shall you be when you go out. The Lord will cause your enemies who rise against you to be defeated before you. They shall come out against you one way and flee before you seven ways. The Lord will command the blessing upon you in your barns and in all that you undertake. He will bless you in the land that the Lord your God is giving you. The Lord will establish you as his holy people, as he has sworn to you, if you keep the commandments of the Lord your God and walk in his ways. All the peoples of the earth shall see that you are called by the name of the Lord, and they shall be afraid of you. The Lord will make you abound in prosperity, in the fruit of your womb, in the fruit of your livestock, and in the fruit of your ground, in the land that the Lord swore to your ancestors to give you. The Lord will open for you his rich storehouse, the heavens, to give the rain of your land in its season, and to bless all your undertakings. You will lend to many nations, but you will not borrow. The Lord will make you the head and not the tail. You shall be only at the top and not the bottom, if you obey the commandments of the Lord your God, which I am commanding you today by diligently observing them, and if you do not turn aside from any of the words that I am commanding you today, either to the right or to the left, following other gods to serve them.
And we'll continue with the Song of David.
Splendor and majesty are yours, O God. You are exalted as head over all.
Blessed are you, God of Israel, forever and ever. For yours is the greatness, the power, the glory, the splendor, and the majesty. Everything in heaven and on earth is yours. Yours is the kingdom, O Lord, and you are exalted as head over all. Riches and honor come from you, and you rule over all. In your hand are power and might. Yours it is to give power and strength to all. And now we give you thanks, our God, and praise your glorious name. For all things come from you, and of your own have we given you.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen. Splendor and majesty are yours, O God. You are exalted as head over all.
Do you read Acts 28 as well?
Acts 28, 17 to 31. 3 days later, he called together the local leaders of the Jews. When they had assembled, he said to them, "Brothers, though I had done nothing against our people or the customs of our ancestors, yet I was arrested in Jerusalem and handed over to the Romans. When they had examined me, the Romans wanted to release me because there was no reason for the death penalty in my case. But when the Jews objected, I was compelled to appeal to the emperor, even though I had no charge to bring against my nation. For this reason, therefore, I have asked to see you and speak with you, since it is for the sake of the hope of Israel that I am bound with this chain." They replied, "We have received no letters from Judea about you, and none of the brothers coming here has reported or spoken anything evil about you. But we would like to hear from you what you think, for with regard to this sect, we know that everywhere it is spoken against." After they had fixed a day to meet him, they came to him at his lodgings in great numbers. From morning until evening, he explained the matter to them, testifying to the kingdom of God and trying to convince them about Jesus, both from the law of Moses and from the prophets. Some were convinced by what he had said, while others refused to believe. So they disagreed with each other, and as they were leaving, Paul made one further statement. "The Holy Spirit was right in saying to your ancestors through the prophet Isaiah, 'Go to this people and say, you will indeed listen but never understand, and you will indeed look but never perceive. For this people's heart has grown dull, and their ears are hard of hearing, and they have shut their eyes, so that they might not look with their eyes and listen with their ears and understand with their heart and turn, and I would heal them. Let it be known to you then that this salvation of God has been sent to the Gentiles. They will listen." He lived there for 2 whole years at his own expense and welcomed all who came to him, proclaiming the kingdom of God and teaching about the Lord Jesus Christ with all boldness and without hindrance.
Awake, O sleeper, and arise from the dead.
And Christ shall give you light.
You die with Christ in God.
Awake, O sleeper, and arise from the dead.
Set your minds on things that are above, not on things that are on the earth.
And Christ shall give you light.
When Christ our life appears, you will appear with him in glory.
Awake, O sleeper, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give you light.
And the Benedictus.
You have raised up for us a mighty Saviour, born of the house of your servant David.
Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel, who has come to his people and set them free. He has raised up for us a mighty Saviour, born of the house of his servant David. Through his holy prophets, God promised of old to save us from our enemies, from the hands of all that hate us, to show mercy to our ancestors and to remember his holy covenant. This was the oath God swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship him without fear, holy and righteous in his sight all the days of our life. And you, child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give his people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of all their sins. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us, to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen.
Amen.
You have raised up for us a mighty Saviour, born of the house of your servant David.
I'm going to use some prayers from the Lectio 365 app. It being the Sabbath, there is a prayer for creativity. Forget the former things, says the Lord. Do not dwell on the past. See, I'm doing a new thing. Create in me a pure heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Do not cast me from your presence or take your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of all salvation and grant me a willing spirit to sustain me. Thank you, Father, for the wonder, the beauty, and complexity of your creation. Renew my soul this week to celebrate your creativity. Thank you, Jesus, for overcoming the dreariness of sin and making everything new. Renew me this week, I pray, to live almost as beautifully as you. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for inspiring dreams and visions, imagination and innovation. Give me a new mind this week to perceive fresh possibilities in ordinary things. Amen.
Amen.
And this is a Sabbath blessing by Pete Gregg, who has inspired Lectio 365 and the 24/7 prayer movement. May this day bring Sabbath rest to my heart and my home. May God's image in me be restored, and my imagination in God be restored. May the gravity of material things be lightened and the relativity of time slow down. May I know grace to embrace my own finite smallness in the arms of God's infinite grace. May God's word feed me and his spirit lead me into the week and into the life to come. Amen. Amen. And then I have a prayer for a truly thankful heart from the Crosswalk website. Lord, teach me to offer you a heart of thanksgiving and praise in all my daily experiences of life. Teach me to be joyful always, to pray continually, and to give thanks in all my circumstances. I accept them as your will for my life. I long to bring pleasure to your heart daily. Break the power of the enemy in my life. Defeat him through my sacrifice of praise. Change my outlook and attitude into one of joyful contentment with my present circumstances. Jesus, I want to be like you who obeyed the Father without complaint. You embrace the chains of humanity when you walk this earth. Convict me whenever I complain or compare myself with others. Give me your attitude of humility and thankful acceptance. I want to be like the Apostle Paul, who learned contentment in every circumstance. I choose to continually offer you a sacrifice of praise, the fruit of lips that give praise to your name. I long to bring a smile to your face. Teach me the power of a thankful heart. I know that your truth dwells in a thankful heart. I will give thanks to the Lord because of his righteousness and will sing praise to the name of the Lord Most High. O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. You have set your glory above the heavens. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Now we're going to name three things for which we are thankful so that our hearts may be uplifted and we give a smile to God's face. And I will start by thanking God for the gift of life.
Father, thank you for all the people who are working so hard to put food on shelves in shops, to work in hospitals and medical centres and care homes to look after our frail and vulnerable elderly folk, for those who are risking catching the virus by putting themselves into all sorts of situations for the good of other people, Lord. And thank you that in their self-giving we can see a little picture of your self-giving when you gave Jesus.
Thank you, Lord, for time. All of us have the same number of minutes and hours and days, but help us, Lord, to use that time well. Help us to pace ourselves, to work and rest and play in good ways, balanced ways, ways that are life-giving.
Father, we thank you for the gift of our gardens, of plants and flowers and trees that each have their own use, their own beauty. And Lord, I'm always charmed by the variety, that some things we grow them because we want them to stay green and not to grow flowers, like onions and perhaps other green lettuces and things like that, where we don't want them to flower, and then other things we want them to flower and to flower beautifully, like dahlias and other plants where we grow them for the fruit, and tomatoes and vegetables, peas and carrots, and just the huge variety of plants that they're always unexpected. We never quite know if they're going to grow or not. We never know what shape they're going to grow into. And quite how they're going to take up that space on our windowsill or in our gardens. But they always seem to find a beauty and a charm. And we like to look at them, Lord, and to stare at them and to see them grow. And in their unchanging changing, they remind us of you, who's the gardener. Amen.
Amen. Lord, we thank you for the ability to communicate, to share with one another. And Lord, we thank you so much for the technology at this time that's enabled us to continue speaking and listening to one another. And thank you, Lord, for every word of encouragement and blessing that's been given to each of us, even this week. And Lord, help us to give words of encouragement and blessing to others in the coming week.
And Father, we thank you for family, for friends, for this place we live in, for the community of the church and for the wider community of the village and the area and for Oxfordshire. Father, we thank you for all the people who've adapted so well to the new challenges they face, for the resilience and the flexibility that people have shown, and for the surprising things that challenge us about those relationships that cause us to grow and to think more deeply about what we believe and value, and for the joyful moments of being able to spend time on a phone call or on a Zoom call or in person at a distance. Lord, we thank you for all these people and for what they teach us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Lord, we thank you for our own church community. We thank you, Lord, for revealing yourself to us. We thank you for the gift of your Spirit who brings the Bible to life for us. We thank you, Lord, for this opportunity that you've given us to slow down and to reflect. And so please, Lord, help us to redeem that time. Reveal to us new things about yourself and your purposes and your plans for the world, so we may be obedient and delight in doing your will. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
So we'll now pray the collect. Almighty and everlasting God, by whose Spirit the whole body of the Church is governed and sanctified, hear our prayer which we offer for all your faithful people, that in their vocation and ministry they may serve you in holiness and truth to the glory of your name, through our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
Amen.
And we'll pray the Lord's Prayer in the contemporary version, as our Saviour taught us. So we pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be
your name.
Your kingdom come.
Your will be done, on earth as in heaven.
Give us today.
Give us today our daily bread.
Forgive us our sins.
Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us.
Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom,
the power, and the glory are yours. Now and forever. Amen.
The Lord bless us and preserve us from all evil and keep us in eternal life.
Amen.
Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you very much for being with us. Please do join our morning service, which you can find the contact details on the bulletin, the news, Pew's News, which should have come to you by email. That will be at 9:30 and followed by coffee. Thank you.